Elephants and hummingbirds appear to have little in common. Nevertheless, both can be used to illustrate valuable lessons in courage. How so? We invite you to listen and watch closely as the next five-part symposium discusses these and other animals. Each speaker will introduce the one to follow. We now invite Brother Adam Courtley, an elder from the Fort McMurray congregation, to begin with the talk entitled, Learn Courage from Creation, Lions.
So what's your favorite animal? You know, if you ask a child that question, it takes them about 2 seconds to answer. And that tells us something very interesting about the way Jehovah made us and the way Jehovah made animals. And in fact, it's scriptural. Let's take a look at Job chapter 12, and we're going to read verses 7 and 8. And if you don't have a favorite animal yet, hopefully this symposium will help you to choose one. So our first scripture, Job chapter 12, let's read verses 7 and 8. It says, however, ask, please, the animals, and they will instruct you. Also the birds of the heavens, and they will tell you. Or give consideration to the earth, and it will instruct you, and the fish of the sea will declare it to you. Yes, we know that animals are designed to make us happy. But this scripture also teaches us that Jehovah made the animals to teach us important lessons. We're going to learn important lessons from five different animals today by means of this symposium. The first animal that we're going to learn about is the lion. What do you know about the lion? Well, lions have been a well-known symbol of bravery and courage throughout all human history. In fact, at Proverbs chapter 30, verse 30, the lion is described as the mightiest among beasts that does not retreat from anyone. What lesson can we learn from the lion? Well, the key phrase in that verse was, does not retreat. Yes, lions are courageous and bold. As Christians today, we need those qualities. We need to be courageous and bold in our preaching work. Let's take a look at another scripture, this time in Micah chapter 5 and verse 8. Now, in order to understand this scripture and how it applies to us, we need to know a little bit about the context of this verse. So Micah chapter 5 contains a messianic prophecy with part of its fulfillment in our day. So as we read Micah 5 and verse 8, we're going to use the term, the remaining ones of Jacob. But in reality, in modern terms, we could use the term Jehovah's people or Jehovah's servants. So let's read the verse now with that in mind. Micah 5 and 8, it says, the remaining ones of Jacob will be among the nations, in the midst of many peoples, like a lion among the beasts of a forest, like a young lion among flocks of sheep. What's the lesson? Well, the prophecy's fulfillment in our day says that Jehovah's people, working hard in the preaching work along with the anointed, would be like a lion. Yes, like a lion, we courageously share in the preaching work. We courageously stand before people in authority. And we courageously defend our faith at school, at work, or sometimes even at home. Now, by means of a video, let us see what we can learn from the boldness of a lion.
The lion's fearless reputation is well-founded. Lions are Africa's largest native cat. A full-grown male can weigh up to 230 kilograms, or about 500 pounds. Females are smaller, but can still weigh up to 180 kilograms, or nearly 200 pounds. Lions successfully hunt animals as large as buffaloes and hippos. Lions are the only cats that live together in social groups. These groups, called prides, normally consist of related females and their cubs, along with a small number of resident males. Healthy adult lions have no natural predators. However, lions face a threat from a surprising source. What is it? Other lions. Lions are territorial. They will attack and kill other lions in an attempt to take over their hunting territory. Lion cubs face another danger. Groups of rival males will attempt to drive off the resident males and take over the pride. If the invading males are successful, they will try to kill the cubs that were fathered by other lions. The invading males can then father cubs of their own. On their own, the tiny cubs would be defenseless. But lions vigorously defend their cubs. Both males and females protect the pride from other lions. A mother lion will defend her cubs even though she may be injured or killed by a larger invading male. Several mothers may defend their cubs collectively, giving the cubs a better chance of survival.
So from that video, what did we learn? How can we connect what we learned about lions to our day's theme? How can lions teach us to speak the word of God fearlessly? Well, one thing that we learned in the video is that lions are the only cats that live together in social groups. Very unique. They gain support from their social group or their pride. Well, what about us today as Christians? Do we gain support from a social group or a pride? Of course. Jehovah's organization provides the congregations where we find support and encouragement to share in the ministry. Another thing we learned in the video is that older, stronger lions take the lead and protect the pride. Is the same true for us today as true Christians as we share in our preaching work? Of course. We are led in our preaching work by two spiritual lions. The first is Jehovah himself. At Isaiah chapter 31, verse 4 and 5, Jehovah describes himself as a lion. Just like a father lion will defend its cubs against enemies, Jehovah will protect us in the ministry. So in the ministry at times, do you ever feel intimidated or afraid? Or fear negative responses? Me too. What do we do in that situation? The answer is simple. It's pray specifically to Jehovah. With what result? Let's take a look in Micah chapter 3, verse 8. So in the ministry, we feel nervous. How can we be like a lion? Micah 3, verse 8. Pray to Jehovah and the result? As for me, I am filled with power by the Spirit of Jehovah. Yes, Jehovah can give us his Spirit to strengthen us. We will be able to be filled with power. We will be able to muster up courage in the face of opposition or apathy. And we will be able to declare the message Jehovah has given us. Who is the other lion that leads us today? Well, at Revelation 5 and 5, Jesus describes him, or is described as a lion as well. Of course, as Christians in the preaching, we want to imitate Jesus' excellent example in bold witnessing. But Jesus did much more than just set a fine example for us. Let's open our Bibles to Matthew chapter 28 and verse 20. Matthew 28 and verse 20. Notice part of Jesus' last words to his followers before he left earth. Just the latter portion of Matthew 28 and 20. It says, "And look, I am with you all the days until the conclusion of the system of things." Yes, Jesus promised he would be with us. Like a lion, he leads the congregations today. How so? Well, in three ways. He provides the tools, the methods, and the training that we need to carry out the preaching work successfully. Are we doing our part to fulfill our assignment as Christians today? Aren't we grateful to have these two lions leading us? Of course we are. But compared to Jehovah and Jesus, we are like those little lion cubs in the video. Do you remember what it said? Well, just like them, we are defenseless without protection. But remember, in the video it said lions vigorously defend their cubs. Against what? An unusual enemy. Other lions. So is there another lion that we have to be on guard against? Let's let the scriptures answer in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 8. There it says, "Keep your senses, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking to devour someone." Yes, Satan would love nothing more than to devour us spiritually and stop our preaching. But Jehovah and Jesus will protect us if we stay close to them and their organization. The Anointed taking the lead in our organization here on earth today. With help from Jehovah and Jesus, we will not stop preaching. We will support the Anointed, and together we will continue to call out Jehovah's warning message like a lion.